Married at First Sight. Chapter 4135. The nanny in Marco's family had been on Pedro's payroll for a long time. Whenever Pedro needed something, the nanny would deliver. She was the one who sent those video recordings to Pedro, who then passed them on to Catherine. After going through the evidence, Catherine abandoned any thought of resting. She got out of bed and headed to the bathroom. After a quick wash, she emerged, picked up her phone, and left the lounge. She made herself a cup of coffee, then walked over to her desk and sat down, sipping leisurely. Knock knock. There was a knock at the door. Come in. As Catherine's voice rang out, the office door swung open. Marco stepped inside. Seeing him, Catherine's sharp eyes flickered, but her expression remained calm. She continued drinking her coffee as he approached. Catherine. Marco forced a small smile, his tone oddly intimate. Catherine set her coffee down, straightened up, and said, "Brother, call me by my full name. It makes me uncomfortable when you say Catherine. And if you don't feel like smiling at me, don't bother. Your forced smile looks worse than a grimace, and it ruins my mood." Marco's fake smile froze, and his expression darkened. Dropping the act, he sat across from her. "I don't want to smile at you. Every time I see you, I want to slap you." His words dripped with anger. Catherine smirked. "That's more like it. That's the brother I know. You hate me, so why pretend we have some deep sibling bond? I'm used to your cold stares." Marco's voice was laced with frustration. "If you actually acted like a younger sister and treated us as your brothers, we wouldn't be at each other's throats. We share the same blood, Catherine. People say blood is thicker than water, but look at us, we act like enemies. When you first came back, yeah, we were distant. We preferred Shiloh because she was the sister we knew. We didn't realize she wasn't actually our blood. We had doted on her for over 20 years, and suddenly, she wasn't our sister you were. It wasn't easy to accept. If the roles were reversed, you wouldn't have handled it any better. But over time, we've tried to treat you well. Meanwhile, you've never acknowledged us as your brothers. You don't even respect Dad. You've been back in the Farrell family for years now. Even if we're not close, we haven't been bad to you. But you've kept us at arm's length, like we don't belong in the same family. The problem isn't us, it's you. You refuse to be part of this family." Marco always had plenty to say whenever he saw Catherine. He never hesitated to remind her of her so-called coldness. Catherine chuckled. "Brother, you're middle-aged, yet your memory's already failing? Should I start listing everything you've done behind my back?" Married at First Sight, Chapter 4136. Chapter 4136. Catherine continued, "It's not that I don't want to be part of this family, it's that you've never accepted me. To you, Shiloh is your real sister, and I'm the intruder. In your eyes, I never should have returned or taken her place. I know exactly how Dad treats me. I may not be sentimental, but I'm not heartless. If you had shown me even a little sincerity, I would have returned it threefold. But you never did. You weren't even willing to give me half a point of sincerity. So why bring up the past now? The winner takes all, and the loser fades away. Stop obsessing over the Farrell family's affairs and give up on suing for a share of Mom's estate. Her will is crystal clear. Most of her assets are mine. She left a small portion to our nieces and nephews, and yes, you three got something, too. Honestly, what Mom left you is more than enough to live comfortably for the rest of your lives. Instead of wasting time blaming me, maybe you should focus on your job. If you don't, you'll end up losing even that." Catherine leaned in slightly. "Right now, I'm still working at Farrell Group. Liberty isn't fully up to speed yet, she still needs my guidance. That means I have influence here. Because of me, Liberty is tolerating you for now. But the moment I leave, you'll lose any protection you have. If you keep showing up to work with that attitude, you'll be out the door before you know it." Marco's face turned red with frustration. Catherine went on, "Brother, Mom is gone. She can't protect you anymore. You're in your 40s soon, you'll be a grandfather. Grow up. Stop making a mess of everything. Admit that you're not as capable as you think you are. Take what Mom left you and manage your own life. You're already better off than 90% of people. What more do you want? Are you waiting to lose everything before you finally come to your senses? By then, it'll be too late. There's no magic cure for regret." Marco's face darkened, his voice cold. "I don't need you to tell me how to live my life. I'm your older brother. I'm over 10 years older than you, so stop acting like you're in charge here. You're not our backer. You're the one who's been trying to kick us out of Feral Group from the start." Catherine smiled. "That's right. I do want you gone. And let's be honest, brother, how competent are you, really? What have you and our other brothers actually contributed to Feral Group?" She tilted her head. "Back then, people listened to you because Mom was the boss. You were her sons, the young masters of the Feral family, so you had power by default. You had loyal managers who helped you keep control. But now, Mom is gone. You're no longer the favored heirs. The bootlickers who used to hover around you have either quit or sided with me. And just so you know, I won't be using them either. They're just around as a warning for Liberty." Catherine had no patience for opportunists. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4137. Chapter 4137. Marco tried multiple times to interrupt his sister, but Catherine's words came at him like rapid-fire rounds from a machine gun. He never got the chance to speak. All he could do was glare at Catherine with a sullen expression. If looks could kill, she would have been torn to pieces by now. After she finally finished speaking, Catherine picked up her cup, took a couple of sips of coffee, and said, "Brother, I've been talking so much that my lips are dry. I really tried my best to reason with you just like you tried to convince me not to give up Ferals. But let's be honest here. Even if I don't return Ferals to our cousins, do you really think I can hold onto the position of family head? No one in the family supports us. They might not be completely on my cousin's side, but they're definitely not on ours either. They've resented Mom and us for a long time. Without their backing and without the ability to overpower our cousins, it's only a matter of time before they reclaim Ferals. So rather than clinging to something that was never truly ours, I'd rather hand it back to them on my terms. That way, we can at least secure a path for survival instead of fighting a battle we're destined to lose." Catherine sighed. "But you don't appreciate my good intentions, let alone my painstaking efforts. There's no point in repeating myself, you must be sick of hearing it by now. So, what brings you here?" Only now did she acknowledge why Marco had knocked on her door. Marco took several deep breaths, trying to suppress his anger. After a few moments, he handed her a document. "Catherine, take a look at this plan I put together," he said. "I showed it to Liberty, but she outright rejected it and scolded us. She called us useless freeloaders, accused us of being incompetent, and told us to get out." Lowering his voice, he added bitterly, "She even said if we don't shape up, we'll be fired. If she really wants to get rid of us, she better be prepared to pay a hefty severance. Otherwise, we're not leaving." Catherine took the folder from him, flipped through it, then closed it and tossed it back in front of him. "Liberty had every right to call you out," she said flatly. "If you're not competent, you shouldn't be in that position collecting a fat paycheck for doing nothing. Brother, you've been at Feral Group for over a decade, right? How is it that your skills are getting worse instead of better? Is it because you're not paying attention, or are you deliberately messing things up? She took a breath before continuing. I don't know what Mom taught you, but she always claimed she raised you three equally, gave you the same education. So why is it that? She trailed off, finally understanding why Clarissa always avoided discussing her three sons. When Clarissa was alive, she would change the subject whenever they came up. She clearly had her disappointments. And now, Catherine could see why. Still, as their mother, Clarissa had done everything she could to craft an image of them as business elites. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4138. Chapter 4138. Back in the day, the people working under Marco were highly capable. But that was because Clarissa had personally arranged for top talents to support him. Any success he achieved was largely thanks to them. It was as if they did all the work, while Marco took all the credit. Marco was silent. Was he really that bad? He had always thought he was doing well. When his mother was still around, he never had to lift a finger. He simply passed down instructions, and the capable team beneath him would put together flawless plans that met every expectation. All he had to do was sit back and wait for the praise. After years of this, he actually believed he was competent. Even though he knew Shiloh wasn't his biological sister while Catherine was, he had still looked down on Catherine. She had grown up in the countryside, seemed timid, and was practically useless in the company. To him, she was like a pile of mud that couldn't be shaped into anything useful. Marco had started dreaming big. He wanted to take Catherine's place as the successor of the Farrell family. He had even gone so far as to express to their mother that he should be the first male heir to lead the family. He even offered to change his last name to Farrell. But no matter how much their mother loved her sons, Farrell's was always her priority. She had changed many of the family's rules, but she never altered one fundamental principle: only daughters could inherit. That was one thing she refused to compromise on. Catherine, I really put effort into this plan, Marco insisted. Is it really that bad? I think I did a good job. Catherine didn't sugarcoat it. That's what you think. But what you think doesn't matter. What matters is whether I think it's good, and more importantly, whether Liberty thinks it's good. Marco's expression darkened again. After a long pause, he flipped through the folder once more and reluctantly asked, how should I revise it? How do I make it better? Teach me. Catherine let out a short laugh. Oh? So now you want my help? Should I also take your paycheck? My time is far more valuable than yours. I have a client meeting later. If it goes well, it'll bring huge profits to Farrell Group. I don't have time to clean up your mess. I'm not your mother. Marco clenched his jaw. Where's this meeting? Can I come along? Maybe I'll learn something. I'm meeting them at Fortress Hotel at 4:30, Catherine said. After the business talk, we'll have dinner. Then, with a smirk, she added, but do you really need me to show you the world? You've attended more events than I've had meals. I wouldn't dare act like a boss in front of you. Marco felt his face heat up with embarrassment. Catherine took another sip of her coffee, then softened her tone. Brother, go back and work on the plan. Take your time and get it right. If you get stuck, ask your team. They're all experienced professionals. Even if they tended to switch allegiances depending on the situation, the people in Marco's department had earned their positions through skill and hard work, not by pulling strings. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4139. Chapter 4139. Marco frowned. Are you saying I don't do real work? Catherine, when I started at Farrell Group, you didn't even know where you were. Catherine smiled. You're right, big brother. You joined Farrell Group early on. But tell me, what exactly have you accomplished? Can you honestly say your achievements were earned by your own merit? You know better than anyone how those successes came about. Let's not pretend otherwise. I've been with the Farrells for a short time, yet look where I am now. I'm making myself clear, brother, if you want to succeed, then work hard and take it seriously. Stop trying to claim credit for what others have done. Marco's expression darkened. I just said a couple of things, and you shot back at me a dozen times. Can't you give me some respect? I deserve some dignity too. Brother, just get back to work. I need to get ready to head out myself. Catherine had no patience for more back and forth. Marco stayed silent for a moment, then grabbed the folder, stood up, and gave Catherine a long, searching look. His lips moved slightly, but in the end, he said nothing. Catherine watched him closely, noting every flicker of emotion on his face. When he finally turned to leave without another word, she hesitated before calling out, "Big brother." Marco stopped and turned back. "What is it?" "Even though Mom is gone, we're still siblings. We're family for life. Mom would have wanted the four of us to stick together, even in the afterlife. Don't you think so? When the Qingming festival comes, we should all go burn incense for her. The clan resents Mom, and they probably won't honor her memory." Clarissa had ruled the family for decades, but she had made too many enemies. The clan had long held grudges against her, and her death had been anything but honorable. Catherine had no illusions when Qingming arrived. She doubted any of the clan members would pay respects to their mother. Marco pressed his lips together. "We want to get along with you, but you never take us seriously. You always side with outsiders, never thinking about our future. There's an opportunity to fight for power, but you act all selfless and just hand everything over. Do you really think they'll appreciate your generosity?" Hearing this, Catherine sighed. She and her brother saw things differently, and there was no point arguing further. With a calm expression, she withdrew her gaze. "Brother, just go back to work." Since their mother's passing, every decision Catherine had made was for the benefit of herself and her three brothers to secure a future for them all. But they didn't see that. They didn't understand. All they knew was that she was giving things away. They never considered the bigger picture. They never saw her sacrifices or her efforts. Calling him brother just now had been her final attempt to reach him, to remind him of their bond, to stop him from making the same mistakes over and over. It was her last effort to hold onto their sibling relationship. But it was useless. Her eldest brother was too stubborn. It was time to cut ties. Marco left Catherine's office and returned to his own. He poured himself a cup of warm water, then sat down at his desk. As he took a sip, he pulled out his phone and dialed Shiloh's eldest brother. When the call connected, he lowered his voice. "Stick to the plan. Catherine will be at the Fortress Hotel later for a business meeting and dinner. Make sure everything is in place." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4140. Chapter 4140. They're discussing business, and the dinner will take a while. By the time she leaves the Fortress Hotel, it'll be evening. She probably won't go anywhere else after that. Wait for her on the road she has to take home. Her license plate number is XXXX. Make sure you remember it. Marco repeated Catherine's license plate number, making sure Shiloh's brother committed it to memory. He even sent a message as a backup. Anyone with a decent memory could remember it after reading it once. Shiloh's brother replied, "Got it? We'll make preparations. Try to get her to drink some wine, she'll be easier to handle if she's drunk." After all, there was no guarantee that the staged car accident would work. If that plan failed, they'd have to move on to plan B, kidnapping her. Catherine never trained in martial arts, but she grew up fighting kids in the village. She's tough. You won't be able to take her unless she's drunk. They might not care about Catherine, but she was still family. They knew her strengths and weaknesses all too well. Marco chuckled. My two younger brothers will be there to help. They've learned a few moves. And come on, there are four of you, can't you handle one woman? No matter how well she fights, she's no match for all of you combined. Drinking is part of business meetings. I don't know if she'll get drunk, but she'll definitely have a few drinks. When the time comes, knock her out, throw her in the car, tie her hands and feet, and tape her mouth shut. Grab her phone immediately, don't give her any chance to call for help. Shiloh's brother responded, yeah, I know. That's a given. All right, it's set then. Just keep us updated on her location. And make sure Liberty doesn't find out her bodyguards are too dangerous. Marco scoffed. Do you think I'm stupid? Of course, I won't let Liberty find out. Liberty had some serious backup. The strongest among her bodyguards was a man named Jim, formerly Zachary's personal guard. Zachary trusted him completely, and Jim had been with him for years. When Liberty decided to move to Jensburg, her sister had been worried about her safety. Zachary, who doted on his wife, assigned Liberty his two most elite bodyguards. On top of that, she had protection from both the Lewis and Stone families. The men they sent were no joke either. Marco wasn't dumb, he chose to target his own sister because he didn't dare to go after Liberty. He knew her people were on a whole different level. Sure, Catherine had bodyguards too, but Marco had been in the Farrell family long enough to know their capabilities. That's settled then. Make sure your brothers are ready to help. Shiloh's brother thought to himself, if this goes south, at least Marco's brothers will go down with us. If they were going to risk their necks, they weren't doing it alone. All right, he agreed. Delete this call record after we hang up, Marco reminded him. Got it? After ending the call, Marco immediately erased the call history. Then, he messaged his younger brothers, telling them to wrap up their work early so they wouldn't have to stay late. He instructed them to meet up with Shiloh's brothers as soon as possible.